This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 232 of the ProBlogger podcast. This is the last in a series of blogger stories that we've been featuring since way back in 221, the 221st episode. And it's part of our Start a Blog course, which launches tomorrow. My name is Darren Rouse. I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and tomorrow a course which we have designed to help you to start a blog, to grow your audience, and to make money from your blog. You can learn more about ProBlogger at ProBlogger.com, and you can sign up for our brand new free course at ProBlogger.com/startablog. As I said, this has been a part of a series of blogger stories that we've been running since episode 221. Really, this whole series has been about trying to inspire as many new bloggers as possible and also helping those of you who are already on your journey to pick up some tips as well from other bloggers. You hear my voice every episode, and so we want to add in some other voices as part of this series, and I've been loving the feedback that we've been getting as a result of this. We've featured tech bloggers, travel bloggers, recipe bloggers, nutrition bloggers, a voice coach, all kinds of bloggers over the last 10 or so episodes, and today we've got a really interesting one for you. It is Chrisanne Nicol. Chrisanne has a blog called WomenWhoLiveOnRocks.com, which I think is just a fascinating name. Women Who Live on Rocks got me curious. Chrisanne actually talks a little bit about the name of her blog and how it's actually been one of the things she's been most grateful for in starting this blog. Chrisanne's blog is a collaborative blog. It's a little bit different from some of the others that we've been mentioning so far, and she gives some tips on that and talks a little bit about thinking about your readers. So I'm going to hand over to Chrisanne now. Just a quick reminder, our starter blog course does launch tomorrow, the 10th of January, 2018. If you're listening after that time, you can join in any time on that course into the future. It's really designed to help pre-bloggers to start their first blog. And we're going to talk you through the technicalities of how to set up a blog on your own domain, on your own servers, in an affordable way. But we're also going to help you to make some good decisions about your blog and to think about how to build a profitable blog, and not just the technicalities of it, but to make good decisions in the early days so that you set up a blog with good, strong foundations. Again, that course can be found at ProBlogger.com/start a blog. Please go up and sign up. It will launch tomorrow, the 10th of January, and over the next month or so, we've got a whole lot of exciting things to share with you as part of that launch, and I really can't wait to see the hundreds, if not thousands, of blogs that will come from that course. I'm going to hand over to Chrisanne now, who's going to tell you a little bit about her blog, WomenWhoLiveOnRocks.com, and I will sum things up at the end of this episode.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi. My name is Chrisanne Nicol, and my blog is Women Who Live on Rocks. My blog is a collaboration of women writers sharing the quirks and eccentricities unique to life on a tropical island. The URL is womenwholiveonrocks.com. I started my blog in February of 2013. I had been living in the Caribbean for over 5 years already at that point and had been dying to write about my experiences. However, after being the sole writer for another blog of mine for the past couple of years, I knew I didn't want to do it alone this time. Additionally, I wanted my new blog to cover the full arc of the island woman's experience and not just be about me and my limited perspective. When I met a fellow writer friend who expressed interest in contributing when I told her about my idea, it gave me the push I needed to officially start Women Who Live on Rocks. My main objective in starting the site was to provide a humorous and realistic look into living on an island. It's so much that's written about island life is all about how it's all paradise and sunsets, and while that's partially true, there's a whole other side to it that I felt needed to be shared. It was also my intention to begin using my blog as a space to grow a platform in the hopes of one day selling the idea to a book publisher. When I look back, I'm most grateful that I stuck to my vision and didn't let others who didn't fully understand it sway me away from what I knew was best creatively. One example of that was not listening to critiques on the name of my blog. Certain people thought the name, Women Who Live on Rocks, was too obscure and that I should just go with something simple and straightforward like Island Girl Blog. That just felt so boring to me, and I wanted something with an air of fun and quirkiness to it. I decided that the right audience would find me, and I'd help them do so in promoting it regardless of the name. Over the years, I've had so many people compliment me on the name, and it has become a recognizable brand of its own. I'm so glad that I didn't go with what didn't feel right to me, and I'm really proud of my site's unique name and concept now. I have made a few mistakes over the years. I think I probably wasted the most time by not streamlining the communication to my contributors early on. Now, when people want to become a writer on the site, I have the parameters clearly listed on the website with the details on how to apply that includes everything I need. This saves me a ton of back and forth emailing that wasted a lot of my time and energy in the early years. I think my other main mistake has been not finding a way to monetize the site properly. It was never my goal to make money off the blog. The goal has been more about getting it published, getting a publishing contract for the book. But now that it's grown so large, it takes a ton of time and effort to maintain the flow of content and the technology behind it. And I really wish it generated some income to help me maintain the website costs and gave me the ability to hire out certain responsibilities. Beyond that, so many amazing things have come from the blog that I would have never anticipated. I now have over 200 contributors to this site and tens of thousands who follow via email and social media. It has connected me with so many amazing women on islands around the world whom I would have never met otherwise. I also receive notes all the time from women telling me how the site has connected them with friends in real life and how it's helped them in their transition to move to an island. That's really rewarding for me. The blog has provided me with a platform to sell the island children's book I wrote, which would have been much harder to reach my target audience without it. I also hosted my first island writers retreat this year with 10 writers from the blog, and it was an incredible bonding and learning experience that I hope to repeat again in the years to come. My number one tip for new bloggers is to always be thinking, what's in it for my reader? Every step of the way, this is essential to keep in mind. From blog titles, to topics you write about, to the general perspective in which you write your posts and pages on your website, such as your about page, homepage, etc. There's so much competition for people's attention on the internet these days that in order to catch their eye, it needs to appeal to them. People want to know how content pertains to them. They're not interested in simply reading someone else's journal entries. This is a mistake that I see a lot of new bloggers making. If your potential reader visits your site and thinks, why should I even care about this? You'll lose them just like that. And I guess that's about it. I just wanted to say thank you, ProBlogger, for all that you've taught me over the years. I contribute much of my success to your incredible guidance, and I really appreciate the opportunity to apply for this. Thank you.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
That was Chrisanne Nicol from womenwholiveonrocks.com. Thanks so much for sharing your story. And thank you so much to the other bloggers who've been a part of this series as well. We have really enjoyed featuring some different voices on the blog. I will mention that we did have a blog post go up on ProBlogger in the last week or so as well, which featured 5 brand new bloggers' stories as well. So if you've enjoyed this series, head over to the ProBlogger blog. I'll actually link to that post in the show notes from today as well, because it actually features 5 unedited stories, the audio stories of 5 brand new bloggers as well. So you might want to go and listen to that. Now, I wanted to feature Chrisanne's story today for a number of reasons. Firstly, because it's a collaborative blog. And I know some of you are thinking of starting blogs, but you're not sure if you want to be the only voice on your blog. Firstly, you might not feel like you've got enough to say on a topic and would want to include other perspectives as well. And maybe some of you also don't have the confidence to start a blog, but maybe doing it with someone else would be good as well. And so I wanted to feature this story today because you don't have to start a single voice blog. ProBlogger and Digital Photography School are multi-voice blogs. Whilst I certainly started off being the only voice in both of those blogs, they very quickly became collaborative voice blogs, particularly Digital Photography School, where I don't actually write almost any content anymore at all. Occasionally I'll do a promotional post, but apart from that, I don't really write anything at all. We have a team of about 40 writers now who contribute to that site. So I wanted to include Chris Ann's story for those of you who are thinking about starting a collaborative blog, and also for those of you who are maybe already have a blog and want to transition to a collaboration, because her advice there of really streamlining that process of bringing on new writers is important advice. I certainly wasted a lot of time and energy and probably confused my new writers by not having a streamlined process at all. Today, if you apply to be a writer on Digital Photography School, we actually have a sequence of emails that kind of introduces you to the site and orientates you towards the voice that we want you to write with and some of the technicalities as well. And so we've really worked on streamlining that process. And in doing so, we end up with writers who write the kind of content that we want, and they tend to stick around longer as well because they are less frustrated by the process of becoming engaged with the site. They actually feel a part of it much more quickly. We have a Facebook group now for our writers, and so I would encourage you to really think through how to bring on writers into your site. I also kind of love that whilst Chris Ann kind of makes it clear that she wishes that she'd monetize the site better, and that's probably still something that she needs to continue to work on, that she is mentioning some interesting monetization streams there, the children's book and an event for writers as well. And this is something I've noticed a lot of bloggers starting to do over the last year, is monetizing through events. And I wanted to just point that one out for those of you who maybe already have a blog and are struggling to monetize. Maybe an event is a way that you can do that. A retreat, some sort of a personal experience for some of your readers. You will find that some of your readers are willing to pay for that type of experience. So I just wanted to point that one out. And the last reason that I wanted to feature Chris Ann in this very last episode of this series is her takeaway tip, and that is to ask what's in it for your readers. Such an important thing, and it's simple. It's something you will have heard before, particularly if you've been listening to this podcast, but as we move into this starter blog course, I think it's probably the most important question that you can be asking. As you prepare to launch a blog, as you look at the blog that you've already got, have this question at the front of your mind again and again. What's in it for your readers? If you can be delivering benefits, if you can be enhancing the life of your readers, if you can be adding something of value into their lives, whether they be tips, whether that be stories, whether that be giving your readers a sense of belonging, whether that be giving them the latest news, if you're enhancing the life of your reader, the listener of your podcast, the viewer of your videos, if you are enhancing people's lives, then they've got a reason to come back tomorrow. They've got a reason to stick around and dig deeper into your archives when they first show up. They've got a reason to share what you're doing with other people. And all of these things help you to grow your blog. And you're also going to find it a much more satisfying experience as well if you can see that you are creating content that is changing the world, that's making people's lives better. It's satisfying for you, and it will help to sustain you and to make it a more meaningful experience for you as well. It'll also help you to write and create content with more passion. And so as we kind of wrap this series up, I hope you've seen that all of the people that we've been featuring have been considering this question. What's in it for my readers? What's in it for the listeners of the podcast that we are creating as well? And so put that question front and center. Tomorrow, we do start the starter blog course. If you are thinking of starting a new blog, please go to problogger.com/start-a-blog and sign up to reserve your spot. If you're listening to this after the 10th of January 2018, you're welcome to head to that link as well and begin the course for yourself. We're going to help you to make good decisions, help you to set up good foundations for a profitable blog down the track for you. problogger.com/starterblog. Thanks so much to Chris Ann for sharing her story. And we do hope to feature more of the stories that were submitted over the coming months as well. We've had over 130 different stories submitted. We've used so far about 20 of them, including the five that we included on the blog the other day. So there's a lot more still to share. If we haven't featured your story yet, we will be featuring more in the coming weeks and months, both on the blog and the podcast. So do stay tuned for that. And we have had such a really positive experience with this series that it's something that we'll probably do again in the future, maybe on some different topics as well, because this has really been focused on that starter blog type topic, but maybe we'll do some more on other topics down the track. The podcast will return to normal next week with some more teaching, with more of my voice, and I look forward to chatting with you then in episode 233. Again, check out Start a Blog course, problogger.com/startablog. Today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/232.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at Pro Blogger. Find us at facebook.com/problogger. Or search Pro Blogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.